I want to tell you about my grandma's hit quite a few things.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, one of the things she started off hitting was she had two small pet Dachshund dogs, which she used to feed on Mr. Kipling's cakes. And as a result, they were really quite fat and their bellies used to drag along the ground,
Before you carry on here, a Dachshund, it does become fat, whether through the Mr. Kipling products or not, have I imagineered the fact that a Dachshund can have a roller skate for halfway up its body and tied around?
Oh, you can say backs do give way and they just cave it.
And I thought I saw one of them when I was really little, and now I don't remember if I saw it or not. And I thought I saw a Dachshund that had a roller skate acting as some kind of buttress halfway down it, and it just was tied around it, a roller skate. So you've heard of that too?
Yeah, I have. But this might have helped this particular dog, actually. But both of these dogs, they're called Joe. One was called Joe and the other was called Kunzel. And I don't know. It's just true, though. Kunzel. Is that such a name? Well, no, not Rapunzel.
Kunzel. Yeah, Kunzel. K-U-N-Z-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They were all going to shy away from that. Yeah. But anyway, carry on.
Anyway, they used to run out of the house and greet my grandma. She steamed in her Ford Fiesta, which she didn't ever bother with her clutch pedal. She just used to mow in. Anyway, they used to greet her, and because she couldn't really see very well, she was a bit worried. Anyway, she took out Joey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, straight out.
But given that Joey was full of Mr. Kipling's good cake,
I'd have thought he'd have
beaten the car, because they're kind of like those door stops, which you can really stub your toe on. I stubbed my toe only once on a Dachshund, and it wasn't very fat. And what kind of car was it?
Ford Fiesta.
A Fiesta?
Yeah.
I thought Fiesta would have crumpled like a paper cup.
No. Well, because it was a gravel drive, and it has quite a lot of bumps in it. It was sort of the same effect, so she didn't know she'd hit the dog.
Yeah.
Until quite a while afterwards when she called it, and she couldn't find it, and because she couldn't see it. It was dark also.
If she struck it amidships or called it a blow to the rear end, what do you think?
Straight over the middle.
Was it over the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm thinking some kind of toothpaste. Yeah. Which is horrible to think about. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Well, anyway, the thing is that she much prefers animals to people.
That sounds like it.
And she was quite upset by this. And about 4 weeks later, she steamed in a Ford Fiesta and got Kunzel. Did exactly the same. Both of them.
She took them as a pair?
Yeah.
But I think, had you, I don't know if Kunzel went into counselling after the loss of Joey, but had Kunzel gone, I've got to be careful here, had Kunzel gone into counselling, you see, I think he would have wanted to have gone that way.
Maybe. He was very sad and his ears sort of dragged on the ground.
Not through the car, but afterwards.
Yeah.
So your grandmother has hit lots of things, but mainly the pair of that.
Well, no, not mainly at all. One was a glass car showroom window, which she went into, but finally ended with her running herself over. Not dead, just...
She ran herself over?
Yeah.
Well, carry on, I want to hear that.
Well, what happened, she was addicted to Coronation Street. She'd steam in Ford Fiesta, run in, leave the lights on, the car going, door open, run in, watch Coronation Street, and sometimes stay on and watch the news. So it'd be going for ages.
The car would still be running?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then she'd come back out to put the car in the garage, but she'd never get right in the car. She'd just stick one foot in.
And
to
try and drive it with a foot on the floor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and and anyway, so she did this, but because the clutch was funny, because she would never use the clutch pedal, it was in reverse and it went straight back over her shin, because the leg that was out the door.
And somewhere a ghostly voice of a Dachshund said, "Ah, Jim, I guess."
Yeah. Well, yeah. So this streaming leg, which a lot of flesh was left on the car door, she drove herself off to hospital and had probably butterfly stitches, because there wasn't enough skin there to hold it together, and then a lot of bandaging around it, and drove herself back home.
Is this a one-woman toad hall still with us?
Well, no, she isn't, but hang on. A month later...
Steamed
in her Ford Fiesta, went in to watch Coronation Street, came out after 9 o'clock news.
No, I didn't do it again.
She took the whole pair of bandages off and all the butterfly stitching out of the hospital,
She ran herself the same leg over twice.
Oh, yeah.
But this woman just simply doesn't believe in doing things singly, does she? She had to come back and do it, obviously.
No.
Surprised she didn't do the other leg as well to match the pair up. Man, did you hear what I'm telling you? There's an old lady running over Dachshund, running over herself, running through car showroom.